All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're watching Oilers Nation every day with Heather Yaremchuk. Your one-stop shop for all things Oilers.
6 points. Go get 7 tonight, Connor. Then I'll be impressed. Let's get into it with the lead. Welcome into Oilers Nation every day, live on the Oilers Nation YouTube and live from the Sports Closet Studio. What's going on, big guy?
My wire is stuck, so now my mic won't stay straight. No, I'm stuck into your chair. This is such a pickle.
What about this? Is this better?
No, I'm under you.
Oh, so I got to stand up?
No, it's fine.
All right, we'll just leave it. We'll leave it.
For your success.
Yep. Good stuff.
Now we're good.
Welcome into the show. Like I said, Sports Closet Studio, sportscloset.ca. It is a Sherwood Ford Giant Game Day edition of the program as the Oilers are looking for a second straight victory. Jay is here. Hello, Jay.
Hi.
All right. Connor McDavid, 6 points the other night. Pretty good.
Man, did that just like creep up on you?
No power plays either. I have some notes on that a little bit later on.
That was an interesting game.
Yeah. It was something. It was definitely not looking good through 40 minutes, but Connor McDavid stole the show in the final 20, and now everyone's calmed down. If they would have lost that game, I would have been a little bit worried about the Oilers. Just a little bit.
Well, because they were playing flat again, right? And just kind of not connecting and just not playing themselves. So it was good, reassuring to see that third period go the way it did.
Slick Stick Skinner was the first comment of the day. He said, big game tonight, boys. Am I or is Picks starting? It sounds like from our pal Tony Brart, boots on the ground in St. Louis, that Stuart Skinner is in the starter's crease for the Edmonton Oilers.
I don't mean Pickard in
Zona. There's no way you're starting Pickard against Dallas.
Yeah,
I would have gone Pickard tonight. Honestly, I think St. Louis is a team and I'll get to
but
it.
But they got a playoff spot now. They're clawing.
Yeah, but they don't shoot a lot of pucks. So I don't know. I feel like tonight would have been one of those. St. Louis doesn't score a ton, doesn't shoot a lot. You could have given Pickard tonight and then gone Skinner, Dallas, Arizona, and you still have a pretty good chance of going 2-for-3 or even 3-for-3 on the road trip. I worry a little bit. Last game of the road trip in Zona going with Pickard.
I don't. It's a home game.
Decent point. I just mean end of a road trip, boys might be a little bit gassed. I'm not thinking about atmosphere. I'm thinking about the legs.
I think we'll pick them up. I think we'll be the sixth man.
So, well, you're only looking at it from the Oilers side. Look about it from the Arizona Coyotes side. They play at 4 p.m. the day before on the road.
Oh,
and
really?
Then come back and play at 2 p.m. at home.
Where do they play?
That's what happens when
Colorado,
when you're not the main tenant of your college hockey arena.
Yeah. You when need to minor hockey takes precedent over you. Another thing, just quickly, might as well plug this. We are going to be obviously at the game in Arizona. Very excited. But if you are in the Arizona area, maybe you're coming on the Nation vacation with us, I need to tell you about our live pregame show. It is happening Monday, February 19th from the Devil's Advocate Sports Grill. It is also going to be our postgame spot where we're going to be doing a live postgame show on top of it. But the Devil's Advocate Sports Grill right by the arena, that is where we are going to be out in AZ in the Scottsdale region, talking about the Oilers, having a couple brewskis, and then making our way to the Mullet Arena to watch probably Calvin Pickard get a start for the Edmonton Oilers.
Quality start.
Herb probably said that.
You okay?
No.
It's going to be some early pregame in Tyler. It's going to be some early one.
Yeah.
Early.
I mean, the party starts at noon at the Devil's Advocate. So
come at 11. They open at 11. So I'm going to be there at 11.
You're going to be there at 11.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, have brunch, man.
Yeah, an hour early. Yeah. Brunch for the boys?
A brunch little power brunch. Brunch. Maybe they have, I don't know, maybe they have bottomless mimosas. That's, maybe they do, maybe they don't.
That's a good way to make sure our day is just totally unhinged and post game's terrible.
Yeah. I want to make sure I give the team my best when I'm in the mullet.
So Pickard's, or sorry, Skinner started tonight. You like the decision?
Okay, yeah, I think it's, I think you got to start off your road trip on a positive note, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. I would go with Skinner. And I think, yeah, I'm perfectly fine with Pickard playing against, honestly, either Dallas or Arizona. I think he's been very, very good.
I'd be worried about Dallas, but
fair. I mean, I would prefer him over to play Arizona, but he's done, look, he's in 9-12 now? 9 games? He's not just a guy who's coming in, he's hot. Plays every 10 days, he can't be hot.
He's legit.
Yeah, he's good
goalie. He's a legit backup at the moment.
Yeah, it's nice. We said for years, all the Oilers need is 905 to 910. Well, they're getting 905 to 910 and then some from Calvin Pickard, getting 909 from Skinner. It is legit. A lot of people in the chat wondering, Liam, if we are doing the watch party from my basement tonight.
No. Yes.
Yes. Are you coming? You're more than welcome.
Well, you told me you have to go curling at 8:45.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? Hang out on my own? Do you have a dog?
Oh, yeah, because you have two post game after. Yeah, it won't work tonight. Post-game. But we'll promise the people we'll do it once for the end of the year. We'll do a watch party from my basement couch.
We'll one.
You're more than welcome.
That'd
as well.
Be sweet.
Everyone the fridge is stocked.
I want it just so I can know his address.
I've never been.
Employer. You can have that information instantly.
Oh.
I also want to
feel like be violating my position.
If you
I'd rather get it the right way.
Yeah.
Where are we going to park?
Hey. Oh, so the chapter in Parking Gate is now the guy who's moving doesn't give a shit. So he's just parking every day in front of the other guy's house.
Oh, wow.
He went and he needed
to go talk to him, man.
I don't know if this is TMI, but I don't think it is. I think I'm fine. But Amber saw him the other day.
Nudity?
No, he goes and moves his van onto his driveway, unloads it, then goes and parks right back in front of the other guy's house again. Parking Gate for those who listen to Real Life. New episode of Real Life dropping later on today. All right. 3-game road trip for the Oilers starts tonight in St. Louis, and we got a little bit to talk about in the form of new line combos for the Edmonton Oilers. AB, do we have the new line combos from Oilers Skate? We do. McDavid, Nuge, Hyman. Stays the same. Makes sense. One of the best lines in hockey. Draisaitl, Kane, and we have a top six sighting of Dylan Holloway. And here, I was on with Gregor yesterday, and Gregor's going to be on with us in 23 minutes.
Holy shit.
But he asked, or I made the point of, hey, maybe you give Dylan Holloway 3-4 games as your third line center to just really see what you got. See if he can be a solution for you there, because that might impact your deadline plans. I actually think this does something similar for the Edmonton Oilers. Give him 3 or 4 games with Leon Draisaitl, and if you can walk away from it going, wow, Dylan Holloway is a legitimate top six solution for us, that changes your deadline plans. I think that kind of swings things more to the go get a legit third line center like a Lawton or a Jenner or a maybe you want to go rental route and get Adam Henrique. I don't think they'd go that direction. But if Holloway turns out to be a guy who can actually contribute next to Draisaitl, maybe there's less pressure on Ken Holland to get a Gensel or an Eberle or something like that. Maybe it becomes all about the centerman.
You can't understand what you're saying, but to say that it would stop you from getting Gensel if you can get Gensel is silly.
I just think maybe it changes your priority a little bit. Do you see what Frank's projected cost was for Gensel?
Well, I'm not saying we should. I'm saying we should just run the Draisaitl
Perry Kane line still effective?
No, you can't. Corey Perry can't skate to keep up.
God, playoffs, man.
He's not going to magically skate faster in the playoffs.
It's not a track meet. And we have enough speed. So you have two really good third line. You have two third lines is the mission.
Perry's got to be out there with guys who can move.
I liked him with Holloway and McLeod.
I liked him with Holloway and McLeod too. Perry's not just slow. He's like, it looks like he's going all out now just to like get moving a little. Like you can't trust him in a top six role. He's not a top six guy.
Wow. He shouldn't be a top six guy.
I think Dylan Holloway is going to be a more effective winger with,
we'll see,
with Leon Draisaitl.
Try to kill McDavid to score his goal.
But that's exactly it. I want guys who are willing to kill their captain to get a goal.
I mean, like,
whatever it takes.
I love Holloway. I love what we're seeing and kind of we're watching the evolution of him before our eyes.
Yeah.
But no, we don't. What is it? I've never wanted Gensel for one. But what is the cost?
Here it is.
I've got Frank's projected.
This was Frank's mock deal.
Two firsts, a third,
and I got Nedeljkovic too. So whatever.
But the Oilers would have to go. Rental, the Oilers would have to go a bit of a different approach too, right? Wouldn't they want to get it retained twice if they can?
Yeah, you would probably have to throw in another fourth to someone else to get it retained one more time. So,
he thinks it's going to be the Avalanche.
That way, he was doing his matchmaker game that he loves.
Well, I know speculation was kind of killed today, but Jake Allen to Colorado, wouldn't that put a dent in this little piece of speculation?
Nah, because I think Jake Allen costs you like a third.
No, but the do they have enough money?
And Montreal might keep some.
I suppose, yeah.
I don't know. It for me, and we did talk about this yesterday.
He did get hurt, yesterday, Jake.
Can we pull up the Eberle mock deal Frank put together as well? Right, you are on the ball, attaboy.
I got to think about this one more.
So, like, if it's two firsts and a third to get Gensel, we know it's a rental because you can't afford him. I said, maybe you go to Seattle. Like, okay, the deal's worked out. Okay, last thing, Seattle, just let us talk to him real quick. Ebs, would you sign a 2x3 deal to just finish your career two more years as an Oiler? If you could get him signed to like a deal in that $3-3.5 million range, then all of a sudden, I think you're really happy with giving up maybe even more than this to bring him in. If you have pretty good knowledge that that he's going to get extended.
So it's a first Lavoie, a seventh,
fourth, and Matthias Janmark.
Yeah. Fourth and Matthias
for 75% retained.
So the Janmark thing you actually don't really have to do because you can just bury him in the minors and then use him in the playoffs. So I would take Janmark out of that. Chicago takes a fourth to keep what would be $1.3 million of. I mean, it's prorated because that's at the deadline. It's like a couple $100,000 for them to keep that money. And then Seattle keep 50% because they want a first round pick instead of a second rounder that they'd probably get from a lot of other teams. And then Raph Lavoie in the mix. And okay, here's where I'll go. And I saw this sentiment on Twitter and all of that. Sounds like too much for past his prime Ebs. If you think this is too much for one of the better rentals on the market, the Oilers aren't getting anybody. Like, you need to pay the price.
And that's still, and that gives us more. You can do that and a nicked out.
Yeah. You have a really second rounder still, right? You can move on from. You haven't touched Xavier Borgo, who's playing on the fourth line last night.
So maybe we should touch him.
Values are the slowest right now, right?
Yeah.
Roman.
At least with Schaefer, like, I think Borgo is a better prospect than what Schaefer is, but at least Schaefer was like thriving in junior when we drafted him.
Philip, that's too much for Ebs again today.
I think.
So what do you want to get? What do you want? Like,
it's a retention you're paying for. That's why, like, you probably do some kind of package that involves a second. But the fact you need retention.
That's the thing. You're getting Jordan Eberle
at like
1.5, whatever that would be.
So it's all freeing you up to do more. Then and probably make the acquisition price on the next person a little less. Because you might not need retention or as much.
Yeah.
So I'm not opposed to it. Would I rather Tyler Toffoli? Yes.
Yeah.
But we know.
But Eberle at 50%, like, he's 5.5. So retained down once, that's 2.75. Retained again, it's like 1.3, whatever. Like, you are getting Jordan Eberle without really touching very much of your cap space at all.
Yeah. So it still loads the gun. The gun is still loaded.
You know the crazy thing about Eberle this season is the fact he got stepped on and missed two games. Like he had like a cut in his quad and just missed a week. Like what a wild, I know this.
Cause he's a warrior and he's a playoff performer and he's good defensively and he can score.
He is good. Cause I was curious. I was like, I wonder how many games he's missed because sometimes like, oh, he's only scored 9 goals. Like when you come back from injuries, it's not just going to happen right away. Right. Look, he literally missed 2 games. And the quote from the USA Today Seattle says like a cut in his quad muscle. That's
legit.
Crazy thing to just come back from.
We're going into the Charm Diamond YouTube centers because I'm getting fired up here. Charm Diamond Center is proudly Canadian owned and operated since 1972. More than 85 locations across the country. You can get a custom ring built and delivered in less than 4 weeks with the Charm Masterpiece program. And they got an unbeatable pricing policy. I am going to walk off the set of the show. I'm going to pull a Dana White with Howie Mandel.
That was crazy.
If one more person brings up how Everly played in 2017.
Thank you.
Like, I'm going to lose it, man. It doesn't matter. I don't give a shit what he did when he was here in 2017. He has been an elite playoff performer in every run he's been on since then.
Ebs?
Yes.
Yeah, because he's finally like, his like old man maturity like has come through. And so now he's got his old man strength and he's willing to play tough.
So if the people in here are going to be like, Everly Soft went missing in the playoffs in 2017. Come on, talk your shit about Zach Hyman. That dude went missing last year. Anyone hating on Zach, is Zach Hyman not a playoff performer now? Because he had a bad 12-game stretch in one playoff run? Like, come on, let's go. Let's hear it. Evander Kane, ghost the entire playoff run last year. Absolute ghost. Oh, no, but you need him in the playoffs. You need guys like that in the playoffs. It's the same shit. Quit talking out of two sides of your mouth. Ryan Eberle is a playoff guy.
Animated. Now he is.
Well, like, it's just...
The second act of Eberle is a playoff gamer.
One bad playoffs, 4 or 5 great playoffs.
11 points, 14 games last year, 11 and 19 the year before, 14 and 22 the year before. Sounds like a playoff performer to me.
Ah. In 2017, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins had 4 assists. 13 games.
Not a playoff guy.
But it's soft. Keep Nuge forever. It wasn't keep Everly forever.
Nugent Hopkins, the last couple of playoffs has been better. Last year, he had 1 goal. The year before, he had 14 points. But before that, he had the 2 points when they played 4 games and ended. Well, he had 8.
Now the stakes are high for Everly. And we knew he was a high stakes guy in junior. He just had his NHL maturity and development had to come to match that. Now he's there. So I'm fine if we get him. Provided it's done the way it's done, so we can add more to our bottom six.
Yep. His career's been kind of funny. Like, goes to the Islanders in Seattle, like two teams who have just like never been offensive teams, right?
Yeah, and he's a guy for him.
He's got 20 goals, 15 or more every year.
He wants it now.
Trevor says no downside to bringing Ebs back. M Bub says be awesome to get Ebs home. Dackie says he's used to the pressure, performs under it. Great for us. Aiden says still giving up a lot. So you get Eberle, you go on a playoff run, and you gave up pick 29 overall and Raph Lavoie, who cleared.
We're all in now. Like, we have to do we're using these picks. Whoever we're bringing in, whatever makeup or structure we bring in with the spots we're going to fill, we're using these assets.
Yeah.
And if we don't, someone else is. So I agree with you with that.
What number does he wear when he comes back?
That was what I wanted to debate, because can't be 7, can't be 14.
Who's 7?
Paul Coffey, have you heard of him?
Quite a few years.
That's how they kinda get you. Was a big deal and kind of is a big deal again.
Yeah.
Paul Coffey?
Maybe he wears 77?
21?
The addition.
Oh, but who's someone else? Ernie was 21.
Ah, well, he can go to hell.
That just solidifies who's lighting up Bakersfield. But
good for him.
Maybe he'll be 41.
Yeah, 41.
The reverse. Yeah.
7 upside down. Number L. I don't know.
I hope he doesn't take the L.
I like that. We have the ability to get so far down the rabbit hole. We're already picking out his jersey number. I'm in on Ebs.
I already have his jersey.
Why not? All right. Jason Greger is going to join us in a little bit on the Star Mechanical guest line, but I want to steer things back into a game day direction and get into our game notes for today, which are going to be brought to you by Tourism Jasper. Valentine's Day. Maybe you're looking to head out this weekend. Maybe you forgot to get something for your significant other for Valentine's Day. Here's how you redeem yourself.
You might not have a significant other.
Well,
no, redemption.
It's all about redemption.
You got to come over the top with a good redemption offer. And then everything's back on track. So
you go to jasper.travel.
Yeah.
You go look at some of their gourmet cabins. and you just do a quick little last minute giveaway. You can still do it, the last minute getaway, and you go to the missus and say, I never forgot. You're just getting it this weekend. And you hit the road and you go to Jasper.
Like, what's fun on a Wednesday?
Exactly. Wednesday, lame.
I'll tell you what I did, though. I got to tell everyone. I know this is a Tourism Jasper thing, and it's very important. You should go there and ski if you can, even on your romantic.
Get the Marmot Escape Card. Save yourself some money as well. Economical.
I went, and this is a good family thing and also not a family thing. So if you also want to dig yourself out of a hole and the significant other of your life is a Disney fan, or you have a family that is a Disney fan, go to the Expo Center and go to that immersive Disney experience, animation experience. I went there with my two Valentines, Crawford and Eva, and holy shit. Hey, it was amazing. I had a blast.
So fun for all ages?
Amazing. Crawford ran about, if you tracked her, she probably got to Ranfurly.
Yeah, she got all the way.
She might have got to Ranfurly with how much she ran around because she was so moved with all of the, we'll call it Disney animation that was going on.
Yeah.
So that will get you out of jail because I went and experienced the last night. So check it out.
Cool. I'm actually going to the JPL. I booked a room for Valentine's Day. Not for Valentine's Day.
That'd been yesterday.
But as a trip.
Ah. See? Yeah. Jasper is saving you.
Yeah. And I saw it. You texted me and said, hey, can I have this day off? I want to go to the JPL. I said, it involves Jasper. Buddy, approved.
Approved instantly.
No hezzy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Game notes no for hezzy. Tonight. Oilers taking on the St. Louis Blues. Edmonton coming off a game where they obviously look great in the scoring department. We had ripped them for their lack of 5-on-5 scoring leading into the game. What do? They score 8 5-on-5 goals in the hockey game. The NHL's website only tracks 5v5 goals dating back to the 09-10 season, but it is the first time in that span the Oilers have scored 8 5-on-5 goals in a single game. They have 7 other games where they've hit the 7 mark, one of which was the game at the end of December against the Anaheim Ducks when the Oilers won 7-2. All of those goals coming at 5v5. McDavid had the third 6-point game of the season. You guys know the other two in the NHL who've done it?
6-point games?
6-point games.
McKinnon?
Nope. One of them was 6 assists as well. A defenseman.
I'm just going to assume Cooch.
Cooch has one.
Two goals. Defenseman.
Yeah.
McCarr. Fox.
Nope. Nope.
Quinn Hughes.
No. Team
Speed
Round.
Liam Speed Round.
Seth Jones.
Zach Borensky.
No, he's
team
a second.
Sucks.
Team sucks.
Shea Theodore.
Give me more.
Eastern Conference. Okay. Out of a playoff spot.
Second, Thomas Chabot.
No, second Jacob highest paid defenseman on his team.
Jacob.
Dougie Hamilton.
Jake Sanderson.
No. Veteran guy. Late 30s. Canadian.
Chris Letang.
Bing! Chris Letang.
Almost first try.
Easy.
Took you guys. Well, I think someone guessed Jake Sanderson twice there. But Chris Letang was the other one. He had 6 assists. So McDavid is starting to heat up a little bit on the flip side of this thing for the St. Louis Blues. Quickly, before we get to our guy, Jason Gregor, 6 straight starts for Jordan Binnington with a 900 or better save percentage. The Blues have the 4th most shots against per 60 in the league at 5-on-5. And at 5-on-5, they have been outshot in 8 consecutive games. So there's my game notes. You can also head to OilersNation.com. Jason Gregor handles the game notes there every single Oilers game day during the week. So get real in-depth on the matchup. But I think 5-on-5 is going to be important tonight, obviously. But the Oilers have been trending this way. The Blues have kind of been trending the other
way. They're in a playoff spot. They're out of the playoffs and now they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, but they only had like 12 or 15, 16 shots against the Leafs the other day. Yikes.
The Leafs.
Jeez. You sound like an Eberle hater.
I do have a futures bet I locked in on the Blues, though. I got them at plus 285 to make the playoffs a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Who gave you that advice? Because I listened to the DFL rundown, and I know someone who's been saying the St. Louis Blues have been going to make the playoffs.
You know what? This is why you're a good co-host. That's a great segue to the Star Mechanical guest line, Edmonton's number one plumbing and heating company. You can find out more about them at starmechanical.ca. They've been in business for more than 20 years, and a lot of the new homes in Edmonton, they got that Star Mechanical stamp on them. You can trust them to keep you warm in the winter and cold in the summer. Let's bring in Jason Gregor, who is in quite a pickle. That's Aaron. That you're not Gregor. Hey, Aaron. There's Jason Gregor joining us on the show. Gregor, it's the team you cover and your favorite team, the St. Louis Blues, going head to head here. You've been a believer in the Blues for a while.
Well, let's not be hyperbole. Not my favorite team. I just thought they were the one team of the like there's 6 teams in the West, and like the LA Kings, there used to be 7. The Kings aren't in the top. They're not in the same category as the other 6 anymore. So I just thought the Blues, I look at their record. I know that Doug Armstrong might trade off guys, but I don't have much faith in Nashville. Seattle, are you kidding me? Calgary's going to trade off their whole team. So You know, Minnesota maybe is the hottest team now, but the Blues are well, they're not good. They're good in the middle mush is what I like to call it now, right? Like that's what it is. You look at the wild card races in the East and the West. You got a lot of teams like the Blues won, I think, I don't know, then 8 of 10 or something. But then they could easily lose to 8 of 10, right? Like all these Detroit, we just saw it. Detroit came in, they're red hot, and they order schooled them. You know, the Blues go into Toronto without Tavares, without Marner, without Riley, and they get 15 shots. Are you kidding me? Like their forwards had 10 shots and 5 of them came from 2 forwards. Like, did anybody have a pulse in that game? So like, I would expect the Blues to be better. And funny enough, guys, the Blues are the only team in the NHL that Connor McDavid doesn't average a point a game against.
Oof.
Perfect.
I mean, does he need tonight to change that? I wonder.
6. He would need 4 points because he has 18 and 21 games. So yeah, he would need a 4-pointer to get to 1. Every other team, the closest after the Blues is the Sabres at 1.07 points per game.
Hey, before we keep going with the Oilers stuff, while we were recording the DFO rundown this morning, the Columbus Blue Jackets fired Jarmo Kekalainen, longest tenured GM in the NHL. He, for his lack of success, boy, did he ever get a long leash. Well, I know your reaction, but tell these listeners, Jarmo Kekalainen out. It's about time, right?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. Sometimes I actually thought they had done a good job for the first, like they didn't fire him after 3 years and 4 years because they didn't make the playoffs because he inherited a crap team. So too often that's what happens in pro sports. Geez, our team has shit the bed for 6 years. Let's bring in a GM and he's magically going to solve it in 2 years. And then they're like, oh, let's bring in another guy. And they just keep going around in circles. Like Oilers fans can attest to it. You can change your GM every 18 months. It doesn't mean shit until you want to be consistent for a long time. So the Blue Jackets had taken strides. They made the playoffs like 3-4 years in a row. Now, they weren't great because the funny thing about the Blue Jackets was they were never bad enough to really get like elite picks, right? Like you need a stretch where you get 3 or 4 top 5 picks, and they never really did that. So Kekalainen definitely can't complain that he didn't give an opportunity. He did, but I'll say this, like there's probably only going to be 2 GM jobs unless there's a big surprise that are open in the summer. Columbus. And then Ken Holland is going to retire. So, you know, Edmonton, obviously everybody knows that's a pretty attractive place. But Columbus, when you like compare Mike Greer taking over in San Jose, right? Pat Verbeek taking over in Anaheim. Like, I honestly think Columbus, like, they've got a lot of good young prospects, good defensemen, good young forwards. So at least if you're a GM there and you know the owner's proven to be patient, you could go in there and have some success as long as you don't try to patchwork it and make some glaring errors early on.
Yeah. We go back to the Oilers. What do you got?
I got one.
All right.
So the new look lines tonight, it feels like Warren Fogle's struggling to find a bit of a home here without Leon Draisaitl. What do you think the best place to have him in the lineup is right now?
Well, Fogle's a third line guy. I think way too many people got caught up because, you know, he was Warren Skogel for a while, right? Like that's, his career high is 13 goals, guys. Like, yeah, he got hot. He had the 5-pointer against the Ducks, which obviously is really going to, you know, augment his point totals on the season. And but Warren Fogle is what he is. He's a solid player. I think he's a good third line player. So, you know what? Him playing on the left side with Perry and McLeod, I have no issues with it. So, to me, I think that's where he fits. You know, he's going to get hot for you. And you hope that he gets hot for a playoff series, right? That's ultimately what you'd want from Fogle. And really, if he can ship in 1 goal in 6 games, that's kind of who he is, really, right? In a 7-game series, if he gets a key goal, you're pretty happy. And I will say Fogle and McLeod and Perry, or Fogle, McLeod, and Holloway, excuse me, they're all fast, but there wasn't a whole lot happening there. I actually think Perry slows the game down, and I think that could help the other two a little bit. So, and Holloway, you know what? You know, he goes 100 miles an hour all the time. Eventually, he's going to have to slow down and know when to go. You can't just go 100 miles an hour all the time. And that's okay. Taylor Hall did it. Even Connor McDavid used to go 100 miles an hour every time. And then he realized, hey, you know what? I can change gears. And that's what you'll get from Holloway. But Holloway's got 3 goals in his last 10 games. So, you know what? I have no problem with him up there. You know, playing with Kane and Draisaitl, you know, he'll mix it up a little bit. So I like the combination more so because I think the third line might be a little bit more consistent with Perry there.
Yeah, I think I agree with that.
But the truth of the matter is, guys, let's be honest. the fourth line is a black hole right now.
That's where I was going to go next. Yeah. Right. Like, I mean, people are debating in our chat right now. Oh, why does Gagné get pulled out so fast for Janmark or Brown, whatever? I mean, you could put any combination of those four guys there. They're not getting goals right now. So like, it doesn't matter. That needs to get fixed.
Oh, and it's not just goals, guys. What is their identity? Not physical, not overly fast, small, doesn't score. Like, I'll tell you what that is. That's a terrible identity. Right? They don't have one. Like, you know, if you want to look at trade potential, watch the Blues fourth line center tonight, Oscar Sundqvist. 6'3", 220 pounds. You know what he has? He has 6 goals and 19 points on their fourth line. Now, the only problem is he can't win faceoffs to save his life, right? So that's the only negative for him. But when you look at him and you look at Carrick and Anaheim, and obviously I'm really high on Dowd. I take Dowd and Malenstein in a heartbeat from Washington. But like, Edmonton needs to change two at least of that fourth line, not just one. There's not one guy that's magically going to solve that problem. They need to change two, maybe three.
I think Dowd could be your third line center if you really wanted to.
He could be, but you have Ryan McLeod. But and you know what, Jay, it's a good point. What it would probably be is like a third, fourth line as far as minutes go, because Dowd has proven now he needs the right line mates. And that's why I would try to package him up with Beck Malenstein. I've looked at those two. They play together all the time. And if you go back in the history days of the Oilers, like, certain guys just play well together, right? Remember when Morrow and Marchand, like, those guys played together forever and they were good. Right. So I look at Beck Malenstein, like, because you could bring Dowd here, but if he's going to play with Janmark and Brown, I'm not sold he's going to have the same success. Like, Malenstein's 6'3", 200 pounds. He's got 140 hits, which is more than Brown, Gagné, Ryan, and Janmark combined, for God's sakes. So, you know, he'll bring in some physicality, and him and Dowd know how to play together. And if you look at their numbers, like in Washington, they actually play a lot against the other team's top guys. So I'm not going to say they're going to do that lots in Edmonton, but even if it's a shift to period that you free McDavid up away from the other team's elite players, that is a huge win just in itself. But the Oilers' fourth line, the longer they go, I would almost argue that might be a bigger need than the second line right wing. Now, I know if you do a second line right winger, that means one of Holloway or Perry or Fogle, somebody's on your fourth line. So that helps it, but it still doesn't solve the fourth line center problem.
So like that duo from Washington, is that like something that's realistic, or is that like just something like
might cost you your first round pick?
Yeah, well, I look at, like, so here's, I know everybody gets their shorts in a knot over a first round pick, and so the Barkley Goudreau is the example, and Barkley Goudreau didn't score like Dowd, right? And it was only Barkley Goudreau, right? You got Barkley Goudreau because Tampa says, what do we need? They needed Barkley Goudreau. He was good on their bottom six, and he was good for 2 years, and they won 2 Stanley Cups. And then he went and got signed for New York, and basically he got paid 3 times as much, and he's the same player. It's not like he's 3 times more productive. But if you look at Dowd's numbers, he had 13 goals 5-on-5 last year. He's already got 8 this year. Right? Like, where would that rank on the Oilers? You know, like, that would probably put him, what, right behind Ryan McLeod, I think, in 5-on-5 scoring.
He's salivating. And he plays against the team's home top line. Like,
yeah,
that, like, opens up, like I said, like, it's like investing in the bottom six to, like, actually have the byproduct be improving your second line, because you're improving their matchup situation. You're not 100%. Actually. So it's like just looking at it a different way.
Yeah, like, I'm not too worried about, like, a first round pick that's going to be probably 25th to 32nd. Like, that's not helping the Oilers for what, 4 years minimum?
Push them all in. I'm with you, Gregor. Let's go.
And to me, the reason I throw in Malenstein is because now I get two guys, and Dowd has another year, and Malenstein's an RFA. He's 26, so he's not a young guy. So if you get both of those guys at cheap, and you know what? Malenstein doesn't have numbers that are high enough that I have to worry about him going to arbitration and getting like a real big deal. Right. So it's just an idea. Like, I've talked to a lot of scouts in the East. And actually, when I wrote that article, I had quite a few guys reach out to me and say, you know what, I actually quite like that idea. Just because a lot of times, you know, it's easier to sell that to it. Cause when, you know, Tyler says, yeah, it might cost you a first. Okay. If it's just Dowd and it costs you a first, which is probably what it's going to be anyway. But if you can squeeze Malenstein out, it was kind of like, I got the idea because of Toronto. Right. Remember when they got O'Reilly, but they threw in Noel Acciari, who's a pretty good player. And people are like, yeah, you gave up your first, but you got two pretty good players. Now, they were both rentals, so it's different, right? Like, if you want to get a good player who's a difference maker, you're going to have to give up something good. Like, yeah, you're not going to get Dowd for a second rounder. It's not happening.
Yeah. The more you talk about it, I now like this duo circumstance, but like, we got to get Dowd.
The reason I'm warming up to it too is just like, I mean, I would even throw in a little bit more if you could somehow convince Washington to keep 50% of Dowd, because then if you're getting two guys who are going to obviously help you in this run, help you next year at a low cap hit to offset the way you kind of screwed yourself with the Connor Brown bonus next year. Not again, it's hindsight now because we didn't think he'd be playing this poorly, but if you can get two guys that are cheap, I'm totally giving up my first round pick for something that can help you for a couple of years. Greg's, appreciate you hopping on, man. Thanks for doing this. You can listen to Jason Gregor 2 o'clock every day, Sports 1440, and you can watch him right here on the Oilers Nation YouTube. Thanks, Greg.
Have a good one, fellas.
See ya.
If you like this show, Gregor's show is like more professional, longer, better guests. I mean, you should just tune into that.
We got Gregor to drop an S-bomb. It's great.
I know. That's always fun.
He puts his ring of confidence back. He lets his hair go back.
He's got me in on the Nick Dowd thing.
Oh, but
I don't trust you, but I trust Gregor.
It's so annoying when you say something perpetually, and then someone else comes in and suggests it. It's like, oh yeah, no, great idea. And granted, Gregor is a way bigger authority than I am.
But Beck Malenstein, I didn't even know who that was until a week ago.
Interesting. And what's interesting about him is that Washington can't look at him as the future because he's 26. Like, he's in that like in between age, right? So like, that's why I'm like, how realistic is it to be able to pry both of them out?
And he's a handsome son of a gun.
Well,
how many?
I don't know why I shouldn't eat on the air. Sorry.
How many goals do you think the Washington Capitals fourth line has?
7.
11.
11.
Well, I think Nick Dowd has 8.
He said 8. Yeah. So
9. I'll take 12. I don't know.
The rest is negative.
25.
Oh
no, that's impossible.
Tom Wilson played him.
Oh, dude, troll.
Well, Beck Malenstein has 5. Nick Dowd has 8, and Tom Wilson has 12. They're all
okay. So, just say the third person on that line had 0. If the Oilers had 13 goals from their third line this season already, what would our record be?
Well, here's a fun fact for you, Jay. Beck Malenstein has as many goals as Derek Ryan, Yamak, and Brown combined. You know, there's 4 lines.
3 for 1 right there. Yeah, no, it's Gregor's not wrong. And I've been also saying we need to invest in our bottom six. Because if they are strong, it doesn't matter what our second line is. Put whoever with Dreisaitl. And because of the matchups, they have a better chance to score. So it's like adding goals by investing in a better producing bottom six. So like, it's a twofer situation.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That's why I don't.
We need to do that. We need to. Vegas rolls 4 lines. You can't roll that 4th line in a playoff situation. If they're playing 5 minutes a game, what does that do for anyone? Sorry, I'm very animated with this.
No, it's okay.
Come at me, Everly haters.
I wonder if even bringing up like Lavoie wouldn't be a bad idea. Like
Lavoie's getting traded.
Dowd, Lavoie, Malenstein, 4th line.
I would take that. That's not a bad. Yeah.
I even just mean again, like similar to my Fogel argument of experiment on the second line. I guess it's anyone other than and see what it rides. But like, why not bring out Lavoie until the deadline? One, you can showcase him to other teams if you want to trade him. And two, like, what's the difference?
Think about Lavoie, Dowd, and even Gagne. Gagne actually playing with like good players.
Yeah.
Like, Gagne's a smart guy.
Yeah. Jason says, need a new third line, push current third line to the 4th line. I think the way to look at it, if you do something like this Nick Dowd thing, is you're creating a bot. Like, you have your top six is legit. You're then creating a bottom six where one line is your offense line. Start them in the O-zone, start them on the fly. And then you have this Dowd line that can be your D-zone line. Take tough matchups, D-zone starts, all of that kind of stuff. Win you draws late in games. Like, don't look at his 3rd and 4th line. Look at it as 3A, 3B, a defense and an offense.
That's what what Stanley Cup teams look like.
Yeah.
2 third lines. And that needs to be the logic and ideology we deploy to this season.
All right. So let's do this. Let's get to our mock trade for the day brought to you by Service Credit Union. The trade is fake, but what's real is the money you can win with the Service Big Share Contest. It's back for a 6th year and it's your chance to win $1 million just by saving money. Anyone can enter and become a member by saving with Service. Every $500 saved gives you 5 entries into the Service Big Share Contest. You can even transfer your existing savings to Service for a chance to win $1 million. Contest ends April 30th, 2024. Skill test required. For full rules, visit service.ca/win. All right.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
You get Washington to keep 50% of Nick Dowd for this year and next year.
You don't even need them to, but yes.
Oh, but then it's going to become a cap positive transaction, and that's what I like to hear. Okay. Would you give up the... Ooh, that's a lot. First plus, what are you throwing in? Borgo's probably too much, hey?
Yes, probably.
I would do it.
To get two assets, one at 50% retained for an extra year.
Two players that you can keep.
Like Nick Dowd next year at 650K would be nice.
Yes, I would do.
You would Dowd do that. I think I scoff at Borgo. I would do any other forward prospect in the system, though.
I think you have to think of the
value. Remember, we're trading low on Borgo in this situation. Sorry, I need to look.
I would know. Borgo's too high of a prospect. I understand.
First and Tulio?
And maybe something like that. Maybe
Tulio.
I don't even know who they have who's lower than. I don't know. Like at the end of the day, like I agree, this team's getting better in that sense, but you also have to manage your assets better than being like, we're going to give you essentially two first round picks for Nick Dowd and
yeah, you're right.
Whoever. What was the other guy's name? Beckham?
Beck Malinstad.
David Beckham.
I wouldn't do Borgo. You're right. Two firsts for that package is nowhere near enough. Jake says first plus Tulio and a fourth. I would do first and Tulio to get Dowd and Malinstad.
What if it was Broberg and a third?
I do first and Jake Chasum.
Broberg and a third?
For those two?
No. Ooh, you need to show me another deal. I need to know what's happening on the blue line. It needs to be paired with like a Tanev and Osterley deal.
They need like a depth.
Yeah.
Osterley. You want to add Osterley?
If you're going to get Tanev, go get a everyday NHLer to be a seventh D-man.
Yeah.
Man, he is tiny.
He's just your seventh D-man. He's sliding in when you need him.
And he's a former Oiler. We love bringing him back.
Yeah. We're just reuniting everybody.
He's in Calgary now.
He's in Calgary.
How tall is he? 6 foot.
Yeah.
On skates.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, I'm significantly taller than him.
I got a bridge to sell you.
All right, there you go.
Who's that? What's that one saying? Nareed 68. Sorry, Dowd is worth a fifth. He's not though.
So there was an interesting
Dowd is
one
worth a fifth
that I think Riley put in earlier. That was like, is there? And maybe this is what a good GM would do. Is there a check down on Dowd? Who gives you 75% of what he does on a fourth line role for a fourth? Like Nick Bjugstad didn't cost you that much. And Nick Bjugstad was having a hell of a season and was dirt cheap. I think you're paying more because I think Dowd's better defensively. And I think you're getting a second year of him.
Face off.
What are you doing?
I'm looking stuff up.
All right. Is there a check down option somewhere? Which I think is maybe what. I don't know.
Dowd's a guy. Well, your check down option is, because if you can get Dowd and Malachi.
Malinstad.
Yeah. Like, that is awesome.
I'm so sold on this
I'm
guy.
I'm so sold on the guy I don't even know.
Oh, that's a bird guy right there.
Come on.
Former Calgary Hitman.
Let's go.
Got 5 goals.
He's a dub guy. My people.
He tore his Achilles once and he fought back. I just did 5 minutes of research on this guy. I am sold.
Yeah, that's a cool picture. wearing a Calgary jersey, but whatever. Still a cool picture.
He can't choose where he gets drafted in the dub. He
could have held out.
Could have been a Moose Jaw Warrior. Would have been said,
I'm
better.
Only going to be an Oil King. If he was a Moose Jaw Warrior, you'd give up 3 first round picks.
Oh, buddy. The things I would do.
All right. So
Nick Bjugstad, when the Oilers got him, had 13 goals, 10 assists, and 23 points for Arizona Coyotes.
We had a throwing Kesselring.
But I also think
he starts for the team now.
But was playing on like a second line, was he not? Wasn't he like second or first line?
Yeah, it was Kesselring. And so like it was decent. Decent.
They didn't just give away nothing to
get. If it was just a fourth, then I'd be like, wow, that's a
Maynard. We literally had no idea who he was 5 minutes ago. Yeah, I know, but we're in.
But he's
now I know
he's the greatest acquisition we could ever make.
So from White Rock.
Oh, from BC.
Hockey DB said Delta.
Potato, potato.
So are the Oilers a cup contender if they give up a first, a second, and a third? But the return is Dowd, Malenstein, and Chris Tanev.
Woo! I mean, man.
That gets you excited.
That is, we added some real strong defensive game to our lineup.
You said, yeah, you had some dogs.
And yeah, dogs. Love dogs.
Beck Malenstein was a first round pick in a WHL. 17th overall to Lethbridge, Stuart Skinner. The pick before.
It was meant to be.
It's lining up, people. Lining up.
All right. It is a Sherwood Ford Giant Game Day edition of the show. Sherwood Ford and their mobile service department. That's what Jay's taking advantage of today. Gets the job done.
I will tell you, they are an amazing service because I realized I didn't have the right car here for them to service. So an hour before I'm supposed to meet them, or they're supposed to meet me, which is why they're so convenient, I told them to go to my girlfriend's place of business, and they happily said, no problem.
So
the car is being worked on.
So even though you got the vehicle switched today, an hour before you just said Sherwood Ford, it's parked here actually. And they were like, no problem.
Sherwood Ford, I'm an idiot. They say, Jay, we know. What can we do for you?
Quality service you get with our friends at Sherwood Ford the Giant. And it's the kind of quality service you're going to get when you have your outdoor needs and you go to Sherwood Power Sports and Marine. Opening up this spring, Sherwood Power Sports and Marine will be the exclusive spot in the Edmonton area for all things Yamaha, which include Yamaha boats, boat motors, dirt bikes, ATVs, side-by-sides, and motorcycles. And you know, because they're partnered with Sherwood Ford the Giant, you are going to get some A-plus service with that as well. Keys to victory for tonight, gentlemen. I will step up and go first. We heard Gregor say it. The Blues only got 15 shots on goal against the Toronto Maple Leafs last time out. They have been getting caved in the shot department at 5-on-5 as of late. So here's what I'm going to say with the Oilers. It's avoid shooting yourself in the foot. The Blues are not going to generate a ton of quality themselves. So as long as you don't do what you did through 40 minutes against the Red Wings and gift a bunch of passes into the middle of the ice and play sloppy at the two blue lines, if you just avoid the sloppy gift wrap chances to the Blues, you're going to be fine tonight. So avoid shooting yourself in the foot, avoid those gift goals to the Blues. And I think you're okay because they're not generating a ton on their own. Keys to victory. One of you two.
You go ahead, Jay.
I'd like us to regain our prowess on the PK.
Yeah. PK's been slumping as of late.
PK has been slumping, and that's what kind of kept Detroit in it. Because I think they were 100% or close to like on the power play. Like it was
2 for 3, I think.
Okay, so there you go, 66.67%. So that's not good. So let's clean that up a little bit.
My key to victory will be second line, specifically Dylan Holloway. Success from Dylan Holloway. I think if he can get rolling, I think we've found a little something. Also, I'm just looking through. I don't think I would give a first round pick for Nick Dowd either. Kind of decided. I'm looking through some of these.
Remember, he's the second. You're paying for this. Like they paid $1 million for Barkley Goodrow, and he was a free agent. Depending on the free agent. You've got another year on this deal.
And if you get him, and it's cheap.
No, I understand. I don't know. I just don't know if I would pay that high. And if I was giving up a first, I would want money returned.
Are we all in?
We're all in. And I'm with you.
You go, and if he's number one on their list, you go get him.
So the Oilers for next season have a projected $14.2 million in cap space. And you're looking, they have 7 forwards under contract at this moment. You could say Holloway is an eighth.
Yeah.
How much of an advantage is it if you get him retained and let's say you get, how am I forgetting his name? Beck Malenstein. You get him in this deal. Let's say he costs you $900K on his next deal. So you go from $14 million to 12.5, but now your forward group is almost set.
Yeah, I get it.
That's a big advantage guys for so cheap.
Nick Dowd is this year's version for me of Matthias Ekholm.
No way.
I'm that passionate about it.
Not in the ability of the player, like equivalent wise, but in the sense of like how much they would help the team.
Yeah, like, right? Yeah, like last year, like imagine we got Ekholm. That's the type of defenseman we need. Now it's imagine we got Nick Dowd. That is who we need in our bottom six.
Yeah, I mean, you're not getting an Ekholm style impact, but I do agree. I'm starting to warm up. Like,
I think his impact is deeper than just the goals he scores. And it's the defensive play and the fact in the matchup situation that it unlocks for our top six.
Yeah, you think there's going to be a bigger ripple.
There's like an goal amplification there that happens.
Beck Malenstein is on their first PK unit too.
I just think
I like that.
I would give up nothing more. Like if you're going to give up a first for him, then
Tulio because they're keeping money. And you're getting two players. You're getting two players.
If it was just for Nick Dowd,
then Washington says no.
Okay. I just wouldn't do it.
Who's a better option than Nick Dowd?
But I'm not looking.
Who's a better option than Nick Dowd?
Jordan Eberle.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah.
Two completely different players.
But you asked me who was a better option than him.
You can do both. That's the thing.
But you can't because you don't have a first round pick then.
We have two first round picks at play.
I don't know. Like, I'm not saying don't move the first round pick. I just think they've got to be. I don't know.
You've got a prospect biasy here.
No, I would.
You're showing it.
Tulio. You can't be prospect hugging Tyler Tulio.
I'm just saying the Oilers need to get more out of it.
Jay, my question to you is
winning a Stanley Cup. That's all we care about.
What would you rather have if you could only use one pick, an Eberle move or a Nick Dowd move?
Thing is, though, the way the Eberle move plays out, if that's what it is, you can get nicked out.
Can I throw in just one more?
You can do both.
Can I throw in one
but
more?
But I'd rather load up the bottom six than
that. Yeah. More money.
You need to get a good veteran seventh defenseman at some point. He is not an everyday NHL D-man at this point. But what if you get Washington to throw in Joel Edmondson to be your number seven?
He's not welcome in the city, actually.
Now, all right. I love this for a few reasons. Former Moose Jaw Warrior.
Jason.
And a tough son of a bitch.
If he's your seventh for the playoffs, because, you know, just a guy who, you know, you can keep up in the press box and then whoop, bring him down when you need him.
I mean, yeah, I've said they need to add like a veteran guy too, like that. I don't know. I'm just looking around and
you don't like Nick Dowd.
I never said that. I like Nick Dowd.
You're not willing to acquire him though.
I think he would have a positive impact on this team. And I understand how high he is. And I understand he has an extra year on his deal.
That means
something. I just think it does.
Our 2-year 100%. Window. Yes.
I just don't know if I would give up more. Like if you're going to give up the first, I think you need a little bit more out of it as well. I don't know what that would be. I'm just kind of, this is all happening so quickly. Honestly, all of a sudden
you're getting written. So I've in this circumstance
jersey in my closet now,
I might have to get one. you're getting in this circumstance, you're getting salary retention and a second asset under team control.
With if I acquired Nick Dowd for a first?
Well, if we're doing this package deal.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you were to get Nick Dowd, then I need, for a first-round pick, I need more than just Nick Dowd. I need money saved.
Are getting money saved for 2 years.
No, I need his actual cap to be lower than what it is. Washington needs to save a little bit.
So imagine they do, but they take the first one. So now we're moved back. But Beck's coming. but Beck is coming.
What is his cap?
We're 1.3.
Yeah, so you get him for $675 for the next 2 years.
Then yes, that is helpful. That's what I'm trying to say.
But that's how we've been talking. We haven't been talking.
And you get Edmondson too.
But you throw in Tulio to
Why do you hate?
Do you not remember last year when he like cross-checked Zach Hyman in the face?
I want him to do that to other players.
I'll take.
We got Corey. They don't really have another good fit.
Ethan Bear. We love him.
Nah, extra year.
He needs a year.
Who's this other guy here? No, they're not going to give him.
He needs a year.
I don't know. It's interesting. I understand all of it. I just, if I'm trading a first round pick, it can't just be Nick Dowd for my first round pick. I just think the Oilers have so many holes that it's difficult for me to be like, I don't want
I would trade Dowd for just that. It needs to be more to it.
So Nick Dowd actually would have a positive impact on the cap if it's retained, because you would send someone down at a million. That opens up Janmark, 400K.
Janmark down, Dowd in.
That adds 400K to our now. So now we're going to the trade with 3 million of potential cap space and another first round pick to use.
Ooh, sounds like you're getting Chris Tanev.
And maybe something else.
And then you're sacrificing Cody Ceci. And then you have enough money to pay off some of the Connor Brown bonus.
I love this show.
Who is the guy in the chat who said he's glad we weren't GMs?
Everyone is unhappy with me right now. And I do not understand how me saying we need Washington to retain on Nick Dowd to trade the first round pick is a bad thing.
But that was never your approach. You were saying you don't want Nick Dowd.
No, I want Nick Dowd. I just don't want him for 1.3 million.
I'm over it.
I'm trading my first round pick.
I'm sick of this conversation. I'm out.
I am sick of it too. I don't want any of it.
I couldn't even be more in.
I don't even like David Beckham anymore. This is ridiculous.
You know what? You're emotional and we'll forgive you for that. Let's move along to the Betway Game Day Betting Challenge. 19 plus, please play responsibly. I'm coming off a dub, boys. Don't look now. I'm heating up.
Just you?
Yeah, just me. Liam's coming off a win too. You're coming off a loss.
I won. Oilers over 5.5.
No, you picked a Perry goal, I thought. No.
No, he won too. We all won.
Shit.
Now, I want to talk about today's bet, and I want to ask if I can change it. Because I had no idea what was going on today. I had 10 minutes to get here from a meeting downtown.
You got here early.
And I was like, shit, Perry goal. Then I come and I find out he's on the third line.
Okay, so what are you changing it to?
I want to go back. I want Oilers money line over 5.5 at 2.3 to 1.
Yep.
Oilers money line over 5.5. Is that what you said?
Yeah, same bet as last time. Good old faithful.
I'm avoiding the Oilers money line part of it. I'm just going over 6.5 and McDavid to pick up 2+ points for the Edmonton Oilers. +140 is the payout there.
Are you 3? You're +3.06.
I am.
He's right.
You had a somewhat bigger one last game.
I had a slightly bigger one. I can't remember what I hit.
3 to 1 though. Yeah.
Yeah. So now I'm going Nuge 2 points tonight.
Wow, you're feeling them. That was a nice goalie score. It was a great
you
shot.
You would have hit Oilers money line dry 2+ points.
That's what I hit. Easy peasy.
Nuge 2+ points. I like mine. +140. I think we'll get a lot of goals tonight.
I think we could. But if Binnington is playing good, then we might not. Thoughts?
Ben is it. Okay, fair. I also, to be fair, when I put this together, I thought Pickard was going to start, but I'm going to roll with it. I'm going to roll with it, even though it's still.
Well, you can also shut me down on my bet swap. I just want to explain myself.
No, you can.
You can do it. Nothing's been official.
So I haven't actually logged my bet in yet. Yeah. I am going to bet money line over 5.5.
Ben is in. When did you guys join the Century? Get a 1080p camera. The picture's finally clear. Let me just say, it's never our camera. It's our internet.
Yeah.
But we're working on it one day.
Oh, I signed a very expensive agreement.
So we are working on it. That's good news. Sean says, always boost it with the money line. Yeah, I know. And I'm kind of regretting that I didn't, because I know it's Stuart Skinner getting the start. So I'm a little bit more confident in the Edmonton Oilers. But anyways, there you go. There's the betting challenge for our friends at Betway 19 plus. Please play responsibly. The menu for today brought to you by DoorDash. 25% off, zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more. All you need to do is download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code that is up at the top of your screen right there. Nation 25. New Nation Real Life coming up at 1:30. Don't know if Chalmers or if anyone is coming.
Chalmers is in Arizona.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Chalmers will be at our live show, though.
He will be down in Zona. I put in the chat an hour ago, 1:30 today. No one responded.
I hear Wanye.
Yeah, I see
him. Oh, yeah. So we got that coming up. Pre and post game with Aaron. He's got Zach with him on pre-gaming.
Zachary Lang going to be joining me. Tyler's not avoiding the grind. He's doing double duty.
Yeah.
He's doing the watch along. You got me, Zach, for pre-gaming. And then that other guy right there on the couch joining me for After Dark.
And then Liam and I are going to be live for the entire game, working on our guest list right now for who's going to join us on the Oilers Nation watch along.
Nick Dowd and Beck.
Would be hilarious.
For a fifth round pick.
Stop it, you. Wise Kyle, are tickets available to the BOA watch party? Yes. Nationgear.ca if you want to get in on it. We're going to Greta. It's a BOA on a Saturday night. We're going to have drink specials, food specials, and a really good time will ensue as the Oilers or as Edmonton takes on Calgary. So BOA watch party at Greta, doors at 7, tickets at Nationgear.ca. Oilers.ca. And also that little prepaid shot for the Oilers' first goal, that usually gets the bar going as well. Free Play for Kids is who we are doing this event in support of as well. So it's going to a good cause. There you go. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It is.
Just one final look here. Shout out Pat because he does quick work.
Attaboy,
who Pat. Doesn't want that guy on the team? 139 hits.
18th in the NHL in hits. That would be nice to add some 14 physicality.
14 minutes time on ice. Like, that is nice to have.
Sign me up.
Runner. Yeah. I like it. I like it. All right. Oilers taking on the Blues tonight, and they're looking for a second straight win. It's the beginning of a 3-game road trip for the Oil. Again, pre-gaming gets going 5 o'clock right here on the Oilers Nation YouTube. Gregor's up at 2 with the Jason Gregor Show as well. Tomorrow, Friday edition of the show, hopefully a Victory Friday edition, working on a guest as well. So we'll chat with everybody at 12 o'clock Mountain. Enjoy the game tonight.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.